This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. My next guest is an openly gay comedian from Sydney. She appeared in the Adelaide and Melbourne Fringe Festivals and one of this year's highlights in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. She's set to appear on our TV screens this Sunday night. Welcome to Joy, Zoe Coombs-Ma.
Hi.
How are you going, doll?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very, very flustered this morning. I was running late for your interview, so I do apologise for that. Now, you've just finished the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with your show, Dave. Were you pleased with how the shows went?
Oh, it was great. I had a lot of fun. It's basically, it's me as a man called Dave. So it's a parody, really, of terrible stand-up comics. The type of comics that I've met many times and performed with many times. So I've sort of stolen their thing, and I have a lot of fun doing it.
So any embarrassing moments?
The whole show's a bit of an embarrassing moment, really, because it's like basically the worst show ever, but intentionally. So it's this guy, and he trips over, and he forgets all his stuff, and he only really has about 6 minutes of material to fill an hour. So the whole thing is just one big mortifying, horrible train wreck.
It sounds like Colin Carpenter from The Comedy Company. Am I right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Now, reading your bio on your website, Zoe, I understand you got into comedy with a drag spoof musical. Who was the drag queen?
I'm a woman, so would be drag king.
Yeah.
So it was me and my friend Kenzie, and we did a show where we played two boys called Malcolm and Keith, and it was basically about them preparing for a physical culture competition. I don't know if you have physical culture in Melbourne.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Like calisthenics or something.
Yeah.
The one where there's lots of marching with girls with very orange tans and very bright leotards.
Oh, dear.
There's two boys venturing into the world of physical culture. We had a lot of really bad songs in it.
And over the years, you've appeared in various festivals, including the Fringe Festival in Adelaide and here in Melbourne. What's your process in preparing for a new show like Day, for example?
How do you know if it's going to be a big flop?
Yeah. Did you rehearse, or was it like sort of a bit spontaneous?
You have to sort of plan. Well, there's lots of factors that can go into it. You need to make sure that your show's actually good. It's hard to know that before you put it in front of an audience.
Yeah.
So testing it is a good idea. Sometimes if you're taking risks, that's part of the risk, is that it's rubbish.
Now, you've also done a bit of TV work as well. You've appeared on ABC's 2's Dirty Laundry Live. Now, I went to YouTube and watched your red carpet debut. Now, you should have come to me. You should have come to me for tips, because I've done the Arias twice now.
Oh, well, if only I'd known. Oh, yeah, I got a call, I think, that afternoon, and they were like, oh, Zoe, can you do this? Someone else is meant to do it. I hated it. How do you go with those things?
It's not too bad. I mean, I did the Arias in December, and when you meet these massive stars, once they're walking towards you, you think, oh my God, there's Alicia Keys. But once you're in the moment, you just sort of run with it. It's weird.
Yeah. I wasn't so like starstruck or anything. I just thought the whole thing was so unnatural. Strange. And what do you mean to ask these people? Well, they don't want to be there. You don't really want to be there.
Why am I here?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like you just feel like you're sort of shouting questions at these poor kind of celebrity people.
And they must get quite, what are you wearing is a common question, which they all hate. So you don't try and stay clear of that one.
Well, I did ask the guys that, but they thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Never been asked that.
Now, Stand Up at Bella Union is a current series on SBS2. It includes some backstage antics. What can we expect from your show this coming Sunday night?
Well, I'm doing Dave. So backstage, I'm probably gluing hair onto my face. I'm probably, I've got the spirit gum out and a bag full of hair clippings, gluing it onto my face and neck. That'll be my ante. I can't really remember. We filmed it a while ago.
We have to tune in because catch Zoe at Stand Up at Bella Union this Sunday night from 9 p.m. on SBS2. You can follow her on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thanks for joining us this morning, Zoe.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all. And the best of luck for the comedy stuff. Are you taking this new show overseas or into other parts of Australia?
Yeah, it should be going overseas later in the year to the UK.
Fantastic. Well, let us know when that happens and we'll get you in again.
I will.
All right, love. Thank you.
Thanks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.